Hey everybody, Jesse here from Flyers Alley. Make sure you guys go to www.oldcitysports.com, old spelled O-L-D-E. Check out everything we got going on over there, all the awesome pods, all the awesome sponsors, everything we do, our live events when they happen. Check it out. Make sure you guys go to all our sponsors' websites, use the promo codes, do everything you got to do. Check out Flyers Alley, 1:30 p.m. Eastern every Sunday. Later, guys. What's going on, everybody? Jesse here from Flyers Alley for season 6, episode 2. So real quick, I know everybody was waiting to see Carbom. Schedule's conflicted, so he will not be joining us tonight. If he does, he will email me and we will bring him in. But so it didn't end up happening tonight like we thought it was going to, but that's kind of the name of the game. But along with me, as always, right now, I guess, for this season, Corey, what's going on, man?
Yeah, same old.
Yeah, this type of shit happens. I mean, like I said before, early in the game and when we first started Flyers Alley, Josh Gratton did this to us, completely ghosted us. Brandon Pauls checks in, says, what's up? But the show must go on. It does happen. I mean, he's busy as fuck. So, I mean, for me to get upset about it, it's not a big deal. I mean, there's things for us to talk about. I got some stuff I pulled up real quick. You got some stuff to talk about. You were at rookie camp, the rookie game against
Friday and Saturday.
Both of them. Right. So we'll get into that. Before we do get into all that, make sure you guys go like us. I know it's hard because he's not here, but promise I will get him on, and we do have a really special one coming up soon as well. Make sure you go like us on Facebook at Flyers Alley, on Twitter at Flyers Alley Pod 1, and Instagram at Flyers Alley. YouTube, just go and click Old City Sports Network, and we'll pop right up. You'll see our logo, and that'll be there. And like we said last week, we are doing a giveaway for the fifth caller to call in to the OCSN landline. It's 302-367-7276. The fifth caller to call in will get $30 worth of Warlord Beard Oil on Flyers Alley. So make sure you guys do that, because nothing but good things are coming from them. Everybody is enjoying their stuff, and we'll get into their segment. We'll get into all that when we hit their segment and dust up.
Fantastic stuff.
Yes, it's really good. It's really good. But yeah, make sure you do that. And dial the number, scroll at the bottom. You can call in now too. I mean, might as well start calling in now. This will go on until Sunday. So if we don't get all five callers, we're gonna do nights in the alley on Sunday to make up for this, and hopefully we'll schedule it then. So make sure you guys call in, do the thing. I'll keep it scrolling at the bottom. With that being said, well, let's get into some alley talk. That's pretty on the dot almost.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little delayed. So Alley Talk is brought to you by Fanatics. Go to our link in the description and click on the Fanatics.93N16 thinger that says the Alley at the end of it. And also use promo code BOLT for 65% off site-wide stuff. Now, remember, you guys can go click on our thing and our link in the description, and you can go order whatever you want. As long as you click it, you're helping us out. So, yeah, we got another comment. Cody Dunn, what's up, brother? I'm enjoying yourself up on that mountain. So we're going to get into the training camp roster. I'm going to rip that off real quick. I had a couple people asking me who I didn't, I'm falling behind on like who's who and who's actually in. So I thought Matt Brown was actually at training camp for the Flyers. You guys, you and Sam told me to keep an eye on him. Yeah, that's not the case.
No.
Yeah, he's a Phantom.
He's a Phantom.
Yes.
He's a Phantom. He was a, I think he was an invitee.
Oh, to Phantoms?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, yeah, fuck me.
Definitely he's a guy to keep an eye on.
Yeah. And I got Sam actually gave me a report on him. I can actually rip that up too. So what we got for the forwards for camp starting on Thursday. And I do want to remind everybody that we are having first timer Chris Wedman is going to be trying to think of, see a good thing here for him. I don't know if I have anything good. I'll give him this one. First time in the media. He's going for photography. He's going to be taking some pictures of camp on Saturday. So we got the okay that, you know, credentials are all good to go and ready to rock and roll. So Chris will be there, take some good pictures. We'll have some good stuff up for you guys soon up on the website. So what he's going to be seeing is a lot of, let's see, Wade Allison, Cam Atkinson, and I don't know about J.R. Avon, because last I heard, if you're watching, he's injured.
That is confirmed.
Yep.
That is confirmed that he is injured.
Do you know what it is?
Upper body. All I've heard.
Oh, injured reserve. Is that what it's saying? Wait a second. Yep, okay. All right, so he's hurt. He's got a little asterisk next to his name, so I guess that's what that's meaning.
Yeah, from several different
outlets
and the Flyers, I've also heard that he is definitely hurt.
Okay. Denver Barkey. Okay.
Another little dude.
Little guy. Keep an eye on.
I was impressed with him. He is definitely another little guy.
I didn't know you have to keep an eye on all these guys. I'm like, man.
I was told to keep an eye on.
Okay, I'm just Chris Wedman chimes in. I'm so excited to head out there. And Ryan Swoop checks in. Hi, gentlemen. Again, I want to say to everybody that's watching, I do apologize for what happened with Danny Corsillo. We will make it up to you, I promise. And Fanlot Phillies checks in. I want to hear Corey rant. Yeah, wait till dust up. We got it. This seems like it's going to turn out to be a good one.
Well, let me put it to you this way.
Yeah,
we know who that is and everything. And I was sending snaps with Rach today.
Yep.
And the whole story of sending back and forth with the Phillies and everything like that.
Yep.
Every time Ranger Suarez was on the mound and he just blew it for me, I ended up punching the radio in my machine.
It's not a good look.
Yeah, I bought four radios this year.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
I was in my machine today, and I kind of made the joke with her saying they must have known that the Phillies were playing because I didn't have a radio in my machine today. So I got enough to rant about.
The rant will be coming a little later on. We got it set up pretty good. Jordy Bellerive, I'm a kind of a fan of him.
Bellerive.
Yeah, Bobby Brink. It is what it is. Matt Brown is going to be at camp.
Good.
Right here.
I'm happy for that. Good.
Yeah, I'm pretty.
Not to mention the fact that he had a goal the first game and had the only assist on the only goal in the second game, which was Zade Wisdom.
Yeah, I saw an interview with Zade. Might be a little interested to see what's going on with him. I was interested when he was supposed to come up and he got hurt. We'll see what happens with that. Brandon also checks in. Jesse, did you see there's more stuff coming out about Babcock? I'm actually going to get into that. There is something I'm going to bring up about that as well. So let's stay on track here. Okay.
That's a.
There's more? Do you know about it?
I don't know anything, just of the little tidbits I've read, but that there's something a little fishy there.
I heard a couple of things. We'll get into it.
Yeah.
Adam Brooks, Noah Cates, Sean Couturier, Nick Delorier, Elliot Deone, Joel Farabee. I'm not very familiar with Jonathan Fauchon.
Fauchon?
Yeah, he's a center. Hmm. Yeah, I'm not very familiar with him. Tyson Forrester, Morgan Frost, Brendan Furry, Rhett Gardner, Jacob Goucher, Alex Gendron, Garner Hathaway, Travis Konechny, Tanner Lozinski. I'm a fan of Tanner Lozinski.
I like Lozinski. Yep. I actually had to laugh, you know, at the rookie games. I was seeing Lozinski rookie jerseys, and it was just kind of funny. Like, I haven't been to a Phantoms game. Well, basically, the last time I was at a game was the rookie game last year.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
So it was just really weird going back through jerseys and everything. And, you know, I said something to Sam about it when we were talking. I said, you know, it was kind of funny seeing all these jerseys and everything like that. And one that stood out to me the most, well, two of them, one made me laugh. The other one was like, okay, yeah, you know, dad played for the Flyers. Dmitri Tartagny was one of them.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. The other one, Bronco Radivojevic.
Wow.
I'm like, what? It's
random.
That's what I said. I was like, somebody paid to have that jersey made because that guy wasn't here long enough for a jersey.
Do I have anyone? Nah, they're laying around. I got a couple. Oh, they're upstairs in the other room. Never mind. Excuse me. Pleasure. Moving on. Going ahead. Where were we at? Oh, Scott Laughton, Ole Lixell. Cooper Marody, I'll be honest with you. I've seen his name numerous times. I don't really see too much out of him.
Nah,
I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Just got to keep it there. Ryan Pohlig, Owen Tippett, Samu Tuomala, and Zade Wisdom. That's for the forwards. Okay. Now let me. They separated it between the forwards and the goalies and defense. Defense wise, Emil Andre. Now I'm really excited about that kid.
He's top five young bloods for me to look out for.
Okay. Ronnie Adderd, Louis Belpedio.
He was a free agent from last year.
Now the next two, I'm a really big fan of both these guys. Oliver Bonk and Adam Ginning.
Yep.
Big fan of both of them. Helgi Grains. I think we got him
through the
Zach McEwen trade. Yep. Adam Karasik. Mateo Mann. I heard he got hurt. I think someone told me he got hurt. I'm not sure. Victor Mete is also wrapped up in that scandal thing, so keep your eye on that. Mason Millman. No one said his fucking name. You know what I said? No one said his name once.
I
think everyone forgot that we had him.
But
this guy...
He played in, I think he just played in Saturday's game.
Did he?
I think he just played in Saturday's game, but he, I saw good things.
So, a little history. You know what? Where is it?
Backtrack.
Rewind it a little bit. Back in the day, we were called the Greater Philadelphia Sports Network, also known as GPS. Obviously, you could tell how that wasn't going to work out. Yeah. So we had this pod on the network who was the number 12th best pod in Canada, called the Red Light Hockey Podcast. That's where we got Brent from. You'll see Brent, he'll be popping around here soon. The one guy, the host, I think his name was Liam. He was in the Canadian Army. He was a cool guy. We butted heads. It just didn't work. It was the beginning days, you know, it is what it is. They hated Victor Mete.
Really?
Like, dude, I should probably drop him a line because he said he sees Victor Mete coming to the fly. That was 3 years ago. But they hated Victor Mete. And when we got literally, I think me and Wade were live. We said, they're going to get Victor Mete. They're going to get Victor Mete. I swear to fucking God. And then he got fucking, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I don't know enough about him to hate him. I know that they said that they didn't like him.
It sounds like they really had like a shit taste about him for him.
Well, you know, he's a Montreal Canadiens fan, so you don't really give a fuck what they have to say. So
shut the fuck up.
That was good.
Perfect timing.
All right. So let's see. Victor Mete, Mason Milman, Rasmus Ristolainen, Ethan Sampson, and Ryan. Ryan Swoop just said that he's actually, I really like Ethan Sampson. Or Samson. Sorry, not Sampson. I've gotten last year. I got torched because of that. Twitter.
Yeah. Cares.
Twitter. It's just Twitter.
Twitter, X, whatever.
And he also says Andre is exciting. I agree with you with that.
Yeah.
Travis Sanheim. Sam Sedley. Not familiar with him. Nick Seeler. Carter Sotherin. Mark Stahl. Sean Walker, who also was involved in the
LA trade.
Cam York. Igor Zamula, Wills Mollick,
and Mollick played too on Saturday.
That wraps up the defense, and then we got, goaltenders. This is interesting. Carson, I'm not gonna be able to pronounce this, but Bjarne Mason.
Jalmerson. Yeah, he played.
Jalmerson.
I think he played Saturday.
We're gonna call him Jamerson.
Jalmerson.
It's actually
but Jalmerson, as that was called, but
it's literally
Bjarsom or
no,
something.
No, Bjamason. So I'm calling it
BJ.
We can call him BJ. Sam Ersson, Carter Hart, Nolan Meyer, Cal Peterson, and Felix Sandstrom. So, I'll be honest with you. There's a lot going on there. There's a lot to unload there. Let's see. We got some comments. Cutter is not coming. He's doing the college thing.
Got another year eligibility.
Yeah.
Hey. Let him get his education. I'm not mad about that.
Ryan corrected himself. Said, wait, he's college, not juniors. Forgot. All good. Happens. We forget shit all the time. But yeah, so I guess I'm excited for it. There's a lot of people that I don't know there. I do know the guy that I'm the most excited for isn't there. Alex Bump. He went back and he actually ended up switching colleges because his coach got involved in something. I'm not going to say what it was because I don't really know. I don't remember what it was. Some kind of scandal of some sort. So he switched. He went into the portal, which he went into the portal of being traded to another college.
Go somewhere else.
So we'll see how that works out. But I'm excited for him. But Andre, I'm really excited for. Like I said, yeah, Ginning.
Emil Andre is definitely in my top five to keep an eye on.
You got to think of it, too. If this is one of those seasons where it's like, hey, let's just throw shit at the wall and see what happens. It's higher than that. But I'm never really an advocate for letting the kids play because I don't want them to get hurt. And I think if they lose their confidence up in the NHL, you know, it's not going to be detrimental. Right. So at this point, what you're going to do, it is what it is. I mean, I don't know. Whatever they do, I'd be cool with. There's a lot of names on that list I don't know. There's a lot of names on that list that I don't think should be there, but
I'm in agreement.
Yep.
But so, I did quite a bit of homework on some of these younger kids before I went up Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
So it was something.
We'll get into it. Moving on from the training camp roster, like I did say, Chris is going to be there. So that's going to be interesting for us. We're gonna have a photographer there. Good shit. The center ice retro logo returns.
One logo. I'm happy for it.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about that. I wanted to add it in here. I didn't end up doing it, but I actually think I can do that right now. Let's see what we got here. Hey, everybody's seen it. I'm not fucking doing it.
Just go back to 2008.
Yes, remember that.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. A lot of people are saying that it's a sign that the Jonesy and the Briere tag team are it's doing what the fans think it should do. It's bringing back homage to the older days, which, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, I was torched last week about, you know, bringing back somebody from the older days in Wayne Simmons, that was a upper management move, but it's actually a fan move. This is a fan move. This doesn't matter. Doesn't cost money. Makes everybody feel good. I'm into it.
And it puts asses in the seat.
It does do that.
But
and Kurt Schuller Jr. Checks in. Ed Snyder would be proud.
My buddy Kurt.
Hey, Kurt, sorry if you came out to see Carbomb. We had to reschedule. So maybe check in on us on Sunday and we'll get that done. It just doesn't work out. That pisses me off.
Shit happens. But
yeah, wanted to watch the show before you
came on it. If you want to watch something, go to last week episode where I rant and raved about the Russians, and then go watch a Delco Dive episode.
There you go.
You're talking about having like the new era, kind of like the throwback for Mr. Snyder and everything like that.
Yep.
I'm all for that, but I have one thing that I would bring back, and it might be a touchy subject, but I really don't care.
Okay.
Bring back the Kate Smith statue.
Come on, man. Fuck. I should have known that was coming. I don't care.
Look, hockey fans are tough-skinned people. If you are paper thin, you don't belong in the hockey community anyway.
Listen. I agree. I agree. Yeah, I really can't go against it.
Right.
I don't go against it.
I was expecting a slight rebuttal, but not much.
If you really want to, we could touch on it for a second. She didn't even sing. She wasn't the original singer of the song.
No, she wasn't.
End of story.
Yeah, end of that one.
That's the end of the entire thing. Yeah. So that's just cancel culture at its finest when it was at its finest.
Butt hurt.
Yes, a little bit. Moving on. We can move on now to. Actually, a gritty look ahead is usually for the games that are coming up in the week, and Flyers talk is usually the games that happen. Now we can actually get into a segment that is happening. So let's talk about a gritty look ahead. Oh, Jesus, I ran over my cord.
That ain't good.
No, it's not. Yeah, there we go. All right. So, a gritty look ahead is brought to you by Righteous Felon. Go to www.righteousfelon.com. Use promo code OCSN for 15% off your jerky contraband. Also, any orders over $50 get you free shipping.
Everyone love jerky.
I love jerky.
Absolutely.
On my way back from Wildwood, I found that they were being sold at Rosie's.
I saw that. That was
Rosie's.
Awesome.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So last time we were there, let me catch my brush ran over there. I might be getting a big fridge, like a big, not a big fridge, but a.
You said ran over there. I didn't even know you got up from your seat.
Sometimes you got to move, man. Yes, I might be getting a big Coca-Cola vending machine. I'm just going to put beer in. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Sweet if you could get a Flyers one.
Nothing's good enough for you. But yeah, I was at Rosie's last time we went down to Wildwood. I believe it was in the beginning of the summer. Go down to the beach house. And I saw it there and I was like, what the fuck? Righteous Felon. Hold on. So this time I was like, we got to stop. I'm taking a picture. I sent it to them. They were all about it. That just shows how far the reach is. They're from Westchester and they got stuff in Jersey. So make sure you guys, like I said, use the promo code and then spend $50 on stuff and free shipping. All right. So what we're going to do is, talk about it. Camp starts on Thursday. It's a big deal because we're going to get into it. Actually, we could just get straight into it. So the Flyers' first preseason game is Monday, the 25th at 7 p.m. Now, all the preseason games are being televised. All of them. They usually aren't.
Well, they're being televised. Is that the whole Hulu, Peacock, ESPN Plus thing, or is that just NBC Sports?
NBC Sports.
I'll have to get with you on that one.
I don't have it.
I don't either. I have it.
I have Hulu.
I have
It'll be on Hulu.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might be able to get away. So there's a couple free streaming things out there. The one is that Pluto TV.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, I forget what the other one's called. Pluto TV usually works. They have all those channels for free. It's a sub channel from Paramount. It's free.
My thing is I have to be home long enough to look. Yeah.
What do you have?
I don't remember.
No, you have like the. Don't you have a?
I have a Roku.
Roku, yeah. You could probably just go find the app. Anyway, I gotta get over it. I was over there the other day. I should have hooked it up.
Another deal, another day.
Yeah. So Flyers gonna be playing on Monday. I treat preseason like it's regular season.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know what time you get home from work, but I will be here watching the game.
6:30-ish.
Sounds like a half hour before the game. Anyway, so I'm gonna go ahead and predict. I don't know if Wade's out there watching. I'm sure he is. I'm gonna predict that we're gonna win this one. It's a split squad though, so they're splitting their squad up too. They have another game, I think, the next day. Actually, I could probably get into it. I believe they have a game with the other half of their squad too. So I'm not looking into it. But yeah, so
yeah.
It is what it is. I think we're going to win some preseason games. I think we're going to be a lot better, like I said, than last year. But I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I'm optimistic, you know, and like I said, you know, there's a lot of the younger guys that I did see Friday and Saturday up there. I got high hopes for them. You know, there were some players that I was not too thrilled with for some of their actions and some of the things that they did.
That's an ongoing, upcoming segment.
Yeah. But I think.
Literally the next segment.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
I'm wishful for preseason, to be honest with you. I think there's going to be guys that, you know, it's like you said, you know, Millman and everything like that. Everybody's like, who the hell's that? I'm not saying he specifically is going to be a huge standout star, you know, point per game type deal, but I think there's going to be guys that you have not heard of that everybody, you know, the names that you just rattled off.
Yeah.
A lot of people have never heard of, but I think you're going to see some good things from younger guys.
I think Mason Millman is, I think he's earned his stay. Not opening night, but like back and forth 100%. We'll see. I mean, like some of the people that are rattled off, the names I rattled off, you know. Wade. But yeah, it's definitely gonna be interesting. It's fucking Flyers hockey, so I mean, we're all happy.
We're all excited. It's back. Exactly.
Ryan Swoop checks in. Super excited with Torts having a full season under his belt and the style and system he will bring with Danny and Jonesy now within two. I'll be honest with you, Ryan. I know you were talking a lot last year about his system and such. That system is changing. If he wants to stay employed, it's going to change.
And
Wade, you did not miss Car Bomb. We had to reschedule. So that may fall into your category. You may be around on Sunday for that one.
Me?
Both of you. It depends on what happens here.
I told you. I got the wedding, but I'll be back Sunday.
Yeah, we'll have to push it back a little bit. We'll see what happens. There's a lot of days in between. Not really.
Sunday, I got to be here anyway.
Right.
Yeah, so
Ryan says, why is that? Oh, because if he wants to stay employed, he needs to dial it down a little bit. If he's freaking out at all in that locker room, what happened to Babcock can happen to him very fucking easily. So if he's doing it, obviously he's not doing any weird shit like Babcock did, but the older coaches that have the kind of the iron fist, you know, you better watch that a little bit. And Tommy checks in. What's up, fellas? Torts has no choice but to change. Jonesy and Briere bringing in a different style player. Exactly. Thank you. Spoke for me. But yeah, so we get Flyers hockey on Monday. I'm excited. We're going to have some cool pictures from Chris on Saturday. Something tells me I'm not doing anything this weekend. I think I'm just getting bombed at some point.
Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers to that. Yeah. Cheers. And some Sterling Pig. Just saying. Breaker. There you go.
I got the one from Allentown.
Yeah, we don't promote them yet.
That's why my hand's covering the whole thing.
That's right. We'll see.
My hand's covering the whole thing. Ain't nobody can see nothing.
With that being said, let's check. Let's move on to Up and Smoke. No. Up and Smoke is brought to you by Diet Smoke. Go to www.dietsmoke.com. Use promo code OCSN for 15% off your first order. Doesn't include vapes. Yeah, if you're into that kind of stuff, go ahead. I don't partake. But yeah, if you're into that kind of stuff, go check it out. I hear good things. ASF Rage from the fan line. Oh, that's right. Chris also has the preseason game on the 30th. He's going to. I did clarify that. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Saturday. Isn't it? No.
The 30th?
No, it's not. No, it's not. That's not the 30th. Oh, yeah, you're right.
The 30th is Saturday?
It's not. It's the 23rd.
The 30th is next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
September 30th is next Saturday, yes.
So we're going to be doing Delco Dive on Friday, then he's going to... At 10:30 in the morning, he's going.
Sorry, Chris.
yeah, and
don't eat tacos either.
Rach checks in. Diet Smoke is amazing. Fan Lot Philly checks in. Brandon Paul checks in. I saw that Babcock invited a few players over to his house, and they don't get into what happened too much after that. Okay, Jesus. Wow. So that's what we're getting into it right now. Babcock's out of Ohio. That was the big shebang.
Out before he even does one game.
Yeah, so before
the ink even dries.
Yeah, so it's crazy though because I listened to a lot of things today. I think it was Missing Curfew had Mike Commodore on there, and he fucking hates Torts. And there's a lot of things that were that he didn't really get into too many specifics, which is weird because I've heard that he does do that on a constant basis. Yeah, he doesn't. Oh, I meant to say Babcock, not Torts. Yeah, sorry, Torts. I was a fan of Babcock for like a while.
When he was in Detroit.
Yeah, yep. When he was in Detroit, yeah. I was a huge fan of Babcock, and then now it's kind of like I forget who I was talking to about it today. It's like a double-edged sword, like. Was what he was doing really that bad? And then, because a lot of the veterans were saying they were cool with it, but then the younger players were the ones that were saying that they weren't cool with it. So I'm sure that there will be more that comes out once Babcock is completely removed from the situation. But right now, like, it's just a really fucking weird situation.
Yeah, everything's, it's the bowling ball is still rolling down the steps. You know what I mean?
Wade said he's still getting paid for Toronto. That game is at 7:00. I'll be solid. Oh, okay, there we go. Anyway, yeah, it's just crazy. Because there's Craig Berube, he's a hard nosed player.
Just yeah,
and who was it? LaViolette.
Bobby.
He's kind of on the same wavelength there. There's a couple more, Darryl Sutter's gone. So
yeah, I mean, you could get into like the older, the older coaches like Bruce Boudreau and everything like that too. Right. Lindy Ruff was another one.
Ryan Swoop says Mike Keenan.
Mike.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And but, Mike Keenan.
But and bringing that's great that he brought that name up. A lot of what he did was the same type of stuff. Now, my I don't say like opinion, but my thoughts gravitate towards now, is this the fact that and this is something that Mike Commodore did say on Missing Curfew, was is this something that's the fact that the players are just really, really, really soft compared to the veterans that are still on the teams? Or is this something that this is obviously it's wrong.
Crossing a line.
Yeah. I mean, back in the day, like, for instance, my dad was my football coach. And I live with that motherfucker, so like I knew the deal. Wade knows him. He grew up with my dad too. So, my dad got fired as a football coach because he smacked the kid on top of his head with the kid's helmet was on. So the kid, I won't say his name. I'll bring that up.
Was it like a head, a clipboard?
No, it was his hand. His hand, mind you. My dad is a 200 and some odd pound Delaware County roofer. So like father. Oh yeah, he did. That's right. So this is also the same kid that when he's late for every practice, he had to run laps. Well, his mom complained. Kid's softer than baby shit.
See, my dad growing up when I played hockey, my father was not only my hockey coach for 5 or 6 years. My dad was also my baseball coach for 4 or 5 years.
We just said brick hands. Yeah. Imagine living with that guy.
Hey, Wade, do I still smell like beef jerky and beer?
He did say that. He did say that.
Dick. But my father was my hockey coach. So there was nobody harder.
Yeah.
There was no one person he was harder on than me.
Of course, he expects more out of you. Same thing with me. And you had to go home with him. That's the thing that no one understood.
Like, a couple of times he left me at the rink. Lucky for me, he left me at Iceworks.
Right across the street. Right.
In a sense, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, like everybody's like, oh, you're the coach's son. No, my dad expected me to play to my full potential. And there was times where, I was basically just being an asshole.
Dragging ass.
No, not dragging ass, just playing like an asshole.
Weren't taking your per diem packs.
So, there were times, if you got 5 penalties in a game, you got suspended for the next game. I got 4 penalties and my father told me, he says, go to the locker room. You're done. He says, I'm not going to have this.
Right.
And, a couple times in baseball and stuff like that, my dad was like, you ain't got it today. So he's like, I'm just going to sit you.
Roll. Yep. Well, I never got that luxury. I had to still go home and do fucking 6 inches and quarterback fucking drills. But
you were talking about this kid that, just with the hand on top of his head and always constantly late. We had a kid on my hockey team who did not want to play hockey, but his parents made him because his brother was a very good hockey player.
Rich says, I don't agree with the hitting, but I absolutely agree with the laps. Having a coach as your dad is the worst. He didn't do that to me. But hey, look, that's how we were raised. I mean, I will say this, my dad never. So the one thing, we're going to get into it. The one thing that my dad did, the one thing that my dad did that a lot of kids fucking need nowadays, and a lot of kids, you could tell, that didn't get it when we were growing up.
I know where you're going.
My dad instilled fucking fear in me. Yep. I was fucking terrified of my dad. And I had 2 older brothers. I watched them fuck up. I'm 5 years younger than my older brothers. And I was afraid. I was genuinely afraid of my father. And that's a respect thing. And that's something that I think doesn't exist anymore. So like, and that can be directly thrown into what we're talking about right now. Kids nowadays coming up through the OHL, the WHL, the juniors, the QMJ Niner, or the fuck it's called. Dude, these kids just want, and they don't want to fucking work for it.
Yep.
I think the biggest problem with the United States right now with kids and such in that category is that everybody gets a trophy for showing the fuck up. I was one of the best fucking wrestlers in Oxford when I played. Or when I wrestled, I have maybe 1 fucking trophy because I only won 1 fucking tournament. I didn't get a trophy for showing the fuck up. You don't get a trophy for showing the fuck
Participation
up.
Participation trophies should
That's
never
bullshit.
Exist.
That's Isn't bullshit.
The best way that I see, and I had an older gentleman that I used to work with, you know, when I was on a pipeline job out in Gettysburg. I had an oiler who would literally take like Clorox wipes and wipe his boots at the end of the day. And he looked at me. He was a 79-year-old pipeliner from Oklahoma.
Well, you know.
Can't believe he was even still alive.
Yep. Well, that's why he was still alive.
Yeah,
he was
doing if he retired, he'd be dead.
Yep.
He looked at me and he goes, "Boy, that right there is the pussification of America." And I looked at him. I said, "Oh, you're onto something." He goes, "That boy ain't going to amount to nothing but the mud that he's cleaning off his boots."
He's right.
But see, I, you know, you're talking about with your dad and everything like that. My mom would discipline me and it never worked.
Yeah.
So she would pull this line. She goes, "Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Just wait till your father gets home."
Oh, I'm yeah.
like, shit.
Yep. And there's no arguing that.
But see, my dad didn't do it. My dad didn't discipline me the minute he got home. He would wait and wait and wait and make me freaking simmer. And then all of a sudden, boom, the light would go on. It's like, oh shit.
I remember telling my mom, being younger, and just telling my mom off or something like that. I was exactly like Mackenzie when I was younger. So I remember just because my dad was a contractor. I remember hearing the fucking ladders fucking rattling, coming down, making that turn on the Vernon Avenue, and be like, "Oh no,
oh no, I need to go run and hide.
There's nowhere to fucking hide."
Run down the alley.
He's fast as shit, dude. He's like the fucking Terminator, dude. There's no getting away from that fucking man, dude. I will say that I never thought, and like I said, I'll wrap it up with it's a respect issue, and I do think that that's the thing. These players don't respect their coaches. There's been a couple times where I said, "What the fuck are they firing the coach for? He's not on the fucking ice."
No.
Anyway.
My defense, I deserved it. Anytime I got what was coming, I deserved it. I did.
I didn't get it. I remember my mom. And when I wrestled, I was, again, not trying to sound like a dickhead, I was a brick shit house. And my mom tried to hit me with the belt once, just looked at her and laughed. And she pulled the, "Hey, wait till dad gets in." I was like,
That was me.
But anyway, so moving soft. On. Yeah.
SAWFT. Soft.
Fucking soft. I didn't have anything.
Fair.
But yeah, moving on. Babcock's out of Ohio. It is what it is. Crazy thing is you know, got Johnny Goudreau's there. Kevin Hayes is there now. You know, you might want to look at the roster I was looking at yesterday. Don't look that bad.
No, they.
We'll see. I got an insider up there, TJ Nokar. He's close with them. When Atkinson was not down here getting medical help, and he was up in fucking Columbus. He was letting me know. He's like, "Yeah, you notice I saw the Flyers were playing Columbus tonight, and Atkinson was skating with them one night." I was like, "What?" Anyway, moving on.
Time to come unglued for that one.
So we got the promotional nights at the Well, which are really cool. I got a cool Stein over there. They got a cool one this year. I'm going to say, I think Chris, correct me if I'm wrong. Which one is it? I think it's against the giveaways, the Minnesota Wild. Yeah, October 26th, Flyers Beer Stein. Anyway, let's get down the list. Theme nights, Tuesday, October 17th against the it's opening night. Opening night presented by Fanta. It's not really telling you what it is. Anyway.
Fanta as in the soda?
I guess soda, yeah. Saturday, October 28th versus the Ducks Halloween Spooktacular presented by Snickers.
The Ducks are here early.
They are. Well, not really. It's the 17th and then the 28th. Yeah, it's pretty early.
It's early in the season.
Usually like January.
Yeah.
Yeah, you take that road trip. Yep.
Take that West Coast road trip.
Yeah, right. My birthday, Saturday, November 18th. Mark that on your fucking calendar. Saturday, November 18th. Versus the Golden Knights Star Wars game.
Oh, the Knights, huh? All right. I'm in.
I'm not going. I won't go.
I will.
You're going to go? I don't want to go on my birthday.
Why not?
Because I want to be here and fucking. Oh, we should have 5 comments. let's see. Tommy checks in and says different era now. Fan lot Phillies definitely don't agree with the participation trophies at all. It's ridiculous. She also quoted, "Oh no,
no, no."
Ryan Swoop says St. Louis for Kevin Hayes. Wade said, "I thought Kevin Hayes was in St. Louis." Oh, he is. I thought he went to.
Did you hear he was on some podcast and
Cameron Strick? Yeah, he threw shade. Yeah.
Oh, he threw a lot of it.
I didn't listen to it yet. I will.
Wait, I listened to a podcast that you didn't listen to? Holy shit.
I listened to the Carcillo one today. That's all I was listening to. And then I went to my fucking... I listened to retro wave music is?
Never heard of it.
It's basically like the music from Stranger Things. Oh. It's like 80s without lyrics. Like...
I spent a lot of time with the boogeyman today. Watching that on
YouTube. Yeah, it's rough. That's a rough watch. Yeah, Hayes is with St. Louis, so I don't know what the fuck I was doing. Chris says he is going. I am going the 28th. So I expect some beer steins. Walk up to the guy that's handing them out and just fucking show him your credential and then fucking tell him, wham! Give me that. Grab 2 of them.
I'll even give you. I'll pay in tacos, Chris.
Grab 3 of them. So, yes, September, let's see, December 21st. This is going to be a big one. Holiday Spectacular. Saturday, January 6th, Calgary. Ed Snyder Legacy Game. That's we might have to go to that. It's a pretty big deal.
I was going
to
say, I feel like that is one.
Then they got, let's see, Saturday, January 27th against the Bruins. Flyers Hall of Fame. A game presented by Ticketmaster. So I guess that's when that's Recce, yeah. February 12th against the Coyotes. PAL game presented by Toyota.
PAL.
PAL game. Well, move forward.
Moving on.
I don't know.
I'll look it up later.
Saturday, March 2nd versus Ottawa. Marvel superhero game presented by Ticketmaster. And there's a bunch of other ones like, let's see, the Military Appreciation Game, Hockey Fights Cancer Game, Pride Night. They're doing that again. They're doing that again. I thought all the teams weren't doing that.
I was going to say, I thought it was majority NHL owners that did that.
I thought they did too. So when they
do. Well, we know Provorov won't.
Well, they do. Yeah. When they do Pride Nights, I guess it won't be. JVR's not with us anymore. JVR and Lawton were the ones that threw it last time. It wasn't the franchise.
Yeah, JVR's in
he's gone. So.
Boston. Adios.
That fucking shit show. But yeah, $6.5 million. There's a bunch of stuff too. Also, was it giveaways and specialty nights? Opening night T-shirt, beer stein, Star Wars. You get a Star Wars poster with that. Planet Fitness giveaway, Coors Light luggage tag giveaway. Ooh, it's gonna be a bag. Dollar Dog Day. Hold on.
Come on. What day?
January 21st. Sunday. That's a matinee game against Ottawa. I'm already going.
Sunday, January 21st?
21st against Ottawa.
Yep.
Dollar Pretzel Day.
Dollar Dog Night Flyers.
24th.
I don't care what I gotta do. I'm going for that game.
So then they got a Gritty Earmuff game. Chris is very interested in that when we already talked about it. Marvel, you get a Marvel superhero poster. They're really doubling down here. WWE night. Then they have a Margaritaville night. The second to last game of the season. Like what the fuck? I'm in there. You get a Flyers straw hat.
Jesse's in.
I'm going.
I think the only thing that would make you more excited if it was like a floral shirt.
If they gave out
like Hawaiian shirt night.
Say less. The beer stein looked gorgeous. Wade says it'd be funny if Pride Night versus Ohio with Provy. And Chris checks in again and says, look, I'm going to that game with the earmuffs. If you don't go, we'll figure it out. We'll get you there. But dude, they're doing a lot of promotions, and I'm kind of into it because we have a lot of games that we're going to this year.
I'm a firm believer of the more giveaways they're trying to do this year. Yes, it's a new regime with Jonesy and Danny B and everything like that. I think they're trying to get asses in the seat, and you know what? I don't fault them for it.
Well, if you want the fucking Flyers to stick around, you want asses in the seat.
That's what I'm saying. I don't fault them for it.
I won't name the name, but a former Flyer alumni that I talked to said in 10 to 15 years, he'd be shocked if the Flyers kept going down. They've already recovered from it. But
yeah,
with just who they got running the ship now.
Yep.
If they don't fix it in 10 to 15 years, there won't be a Philadelphia Flyers. And that's fucking scary.
I'd be so sick like,
who
to
do
my
you,
stomach.
Who do you fucking watch? Who do we watch? I don't watch hockey anymore.
Dallas Stars.
Really?
Came from Minnesota. My father was born in Minnesota. You know, and
Rach said, count me in for Dollar Dog Night.
Done. Well, no, because, you know, I was the Dallas Stars came from Minnesota anyway, so. Plus, I'm not going to lie. I've always liked Mike Modano.
North Stars. Yeah.
I'd kill for a Minnesota North Stars Mike Modano jersey.
I can make that happen for $30.
Take my wallet. Well, don't take my wallet.
I'm not going to take your wallet.
There's more than 30 bucks in it. It's like 31 bucks.
All right, let's move on to Temporal Distorts. You got to see that. You got to see that.
Am I a sheltered child? Is that what it is?
Interstellar is a fucking sick-ass movie, dude. Anyway, Temporal Distortion is brought to you by Bright Path. Go to www.brightpathbrewing.com. Check us out next Friday. Corey, unfortunately, will not be with us. Producer Chris, and Fanlot Rach will be continuing. We got some pretty good...
Oh, yes, you do.
So I was thinking about maybe...
I did partake.
Did you? Yeah. Did you? I was just
gonna, I'm not going to be here. Why the hell
wouldn't I? I was just going to take a break this weekend. But I was like, dude, we have a lot of beer. Why the fuck would we do that? Which one did you do?
I'm not telling you. Well, I did both of them.
You did both of them?
I did both of them. No. You're... Yeah. No. Nope.
Okay. Well,
nope.
Well, fuck.
Nope. Because
I only need the Oktoberfest one for...
Because while I'm on vacation, I'm going to be watching Delco Dive, and I'm going to go with, you know, see how y'all react.
So we're only doing the Oktoberfest one for Delco Dive. I'm going to reel the other one.
Oh, you're going to reel the other one?
Yeah.
Fair enough. I'll still wait.
Maybe I should... I don't know. Maybe... All right. You know how hard it is? I want to share it with everybody, but I just can't.
Well, I also indulged in the ones that you asked me to pick from up there.
And then the other one?
Which one?
The black can.
Oh.
Yeah?
Oh.
And the Amber City, I think it's called. I'm fucking excited, dude.
Yeah. Hold on a minute.
You have one in there? Anyway, make sure you guys go to brightpath.com and check out the Alex and Dylan up on the mountain and Jim Thorpe. They're putting out probably the best beer that we've had. All of our beer sponsors are the best there are. So check them all out. Go to our website, www.oldcitysports.com. Check them all out. Oh, there it is. Okay.
You know what? I'll keep this one off to the side for now. Let
me just put that over there. So here we go. Corey's...
I'll just keep it for me.
Corey's rookie game reports.
Well,
remember what I told you to do earlier?
Yeah. I got you. So the first game was Friday night. I actually didn't put it in my note on that one, so that screwed me over.
I got Sam's here too if you
want. The first night was just, you know, it was basically guys just kind of catching their bearings and getting their legs under them.
Yeah.
Zade Wisdom did drop the gloves.
Did he? How'd that go? I don't expect.
And he also did take on a dude who was about 6'4".
Wade Allison knocked some dude out of the rookie game last year.
Yeah, but Zay Wisdom's not 6'4".
And Wade Allison's like 5'4".
Yeah, but going up against a guy who's 6'4".
Yeah, that guy was like 6-something, the guy that Wade Allison knocked out.
Oh.
He bloodied the shit out of him.
Yeah.
But then he also hurt himself.
It was. There was a couple punches thrown. Nothing real crazy.
Rage the Rant is coming next. There's two more.
Yeah, I was gonna say, just Sorry. Hold your horses.
Hold your horses.
Horses. They did take the loss on it. But the thing that I saw the most was that kid Matt Brown. Yeah, it was close. Okay. I did see Matt Brown. Every time I turned around, the kid had the puck. Every time I turned around, I was just, you know, for being a camp invitee, for basically having nothing. He was a BU kid, if I remember correctly. Matt Brown. He was a BU kid, if I remembered correctly.
You're gonna get like the thing to cover the label on it.
That I got big paws, so
I got little hands.
I go finger to finger all the way around here. So the first night, like I said, you know, it was a majority of knocking rust off.
Right.
The second game on Saturday, Rangers came out banging.
Yeah.
Like they just came out knocking. Like, I don't know if they hired, you know, they went and get the Rangers had at least 4 or 5 guys, easy 6'6".
Jesus.
I was like, yeah, you know, the Beanstalk crew. BJ or Jameson or however you wanted to call him.
Yeah, I'm calling him. Yeah, I'm calling him Jameson.
Jameson, okay.
Was he in goal?
On Saturday, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The Flyers outshot him. Flyers ended up shooting him on Saturday, like 36-27.
Still lost.
Lost 3-1. One empty net goal. What about 32 seconds left. It was a turnover, 3-1. A few of the things that I definitely did notice the most, was the power plays.
Yeah.
Two power plays in under 6.5 minutes. Not one shot. Not Great. One shot. Definitely the Rangers came out just.
Eh. Whoa.
Yeah, whoa. The Rangers came out. Passes were crisp. They were all tape to tape. And they were just, every time you turned around, somebody was getting knocked.
Yeah.
Nine minutes and 17 seconds into the second period, the Flyers finally got out of their zone.
Yeah, that's not.
Not very good.
Not what I want to hear.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, taking some notes. like I said, Wisdom had the only goal on Saturday with assist from Brownie. Brownie had the only goal on Friday night too. So Brownie had 2 points in 2 games, which when I looked up his stats and everything, he averaged over 1 point a game in every level he ever played at.
I'm a fan of him.
Of Brownie or the beer?
Both.
Okay.
That's fucking good, man.
I told you.
Okay. I picking up what you're putting down. Well, it's beer. I mean, you can't really.
No. But it's like I said, you know, the biggest things that I assessed is the passings were the fundamentals of just a breakout were just not there. The passing just wasn't there either. The Rangers definitely came out hitting and banging.
They always seem to have a good pipeline. Always.
Rangers.
Well, besides Kaapo Kakko and Alexis Lafreniere, absolute busts.
Yeah.
But
and the two goalies that they had just what was his name?
That they had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
lights out.
Yeah. A couple times, you know, they just, you know, they're playing the puck like it's no big deal behind the net. And they're just, it just looked at it and they're like, man, all right. Couple really nice glove saves. The goalie, the two goalies that the Rangers had, they were aggressive with the puck and they were moving it up to the red zone or the red line. It, you know, I did not see that from any of our guys. But the lack of the fundamentals is what got me the most.
You know?
The lack of on the PK playing the box, the lack of a breakout, you know, heads up passes and everything. You know, pucks going up the middle of the ice. It, you know,
how many icings? A lot of icings. Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of icings.
There was quite a few on Saturday.
Sounds like it.
Not as many Friday, but quite a few on Saturday. And it was game time on Saturday. Game time on Saturday was 36 minutes longer than Friday.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
Oh my God.
Well, and also though Friday, I think there was two penalties. Saturday, I didn't mark it down. Saturday, I think there was like eight.
How was the crowd? Was the crowd bumping?
Scarce on Friday.
Really? Saturday, well, it's Friday. I mean,
Friday's
tough.
Friday, I'm going to say there was probably under 1,000 people.
Wow.
Saturday was definitely more attentive. You know, they were definitely more awake and alive on Saturday. Definitely fan favorite was Zade Wisdom.
Really? Well, everybody's been ready for him for I don't know how long.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
About fucking time.
Yeah. So everybody was a fan of Wisdom. My thing that I assessed from this the most was like, Emil Andre played on Saturday. Like I said, he's a top five look for me. Bonk, you know, I'd love Brink, you know, I'm looking forward to him as well. Denver Parkey, he's another one. You know,
was it Denver Barkey? Is it
Barkey? Barkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Denver Barkey. There's a lot of similarities between him and Brown. They are both smaller guys. Look, they got them listed at 5'10". There's no way.
Right.
I'm going to say they're like 5'8", 5'9" on skates. But they are both very good with the puck. They are very strong with the puck. Like I said, Brownie had a goal on Friday and assist on Saturday. He had 2 points in two games.
Right.
Which he, you know, and looking at him and everything like that, he averaged a point every single level he played at. Every single game he played at was 1 point or more. And I think with those guys coming in, it you know, Briere kind of sees it as, hey, the smaller guys, smaller speed guys. I'm telling you, those guys covered blue line to blue line within the blink of an eye. They were fast. So,
well,
the thing that got me the most was a few lack of discipline plays. And a couple players in particular that just seemed very disinterested.
Now we'll get into that.
Like, didn't want to be there.
We'll get
and
into
it,
that.
And it, that's where my rant will come.
Okay. So we can move on to Beaut of the Week because I feel like you and Sam have the same one. So we can move right on to that one. It's a classic movie.
I love it.
I like all of them.
The Wally World one pissed me off.
Yeah, it was a rough one. Beauty of the Week is brought to you by Outlaw Beer. Go to www.outlawbeer.com. Check out all their stuff. If you're in the Delco area, you can get it at Dutton Mill Beverage. You can get it at Aston Beer. If you're in the area, you know where that is. If you're in Brookhaven, you can get it at the big discount place behind, I think that's Giant.
ShopRite.
Back behind there, you can get it.
Mark.
Hit me up. I can tell you where to get it if you're in Philly. There's a couple places in Philly you can get it. But check them out. I think it's still buy one, get one.
Through the end of the year?
Jesus Christ. They did a promotion where someone bought a pizza oven.
At Dutton Bev, yeah.
At Dutton Bev. It was pretty cool.
That was not fair. That guy had like 150 tickets.
Oh, he was fucking ahead of the curve. That's what I would have done.
I can drink a lot of beer, but that's a lot.
What do you mean? How did you get the ticket? You have to buy the beer?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know that.
You had to buy the beer.
I never buy it. So. But yeah, check them out. Big things coming for Delco Dive from their brewery, Tivoli Brewing in Colorado. So actually, Friday, latest Monday, our palate. Yeah. 103 beers, 130 or 3 beers, something like that. Either one I'm good with.
Still a lot of cans.
Someone's got to drink it. Just saying.
How you doing?
Beauty of the Week. I think just from hearing from you guys, mine is going to be this Matt Brown kid. Like I said, my buddy Alex Bump wasn't there, so that would have easily been my guy. But this is a report from Sam. I got about Matt Brown. He has a 2-year AHL contract with Lehigh.
Mm-hmm.
So he's already placed here. He will most likely be in Lehigh as it is an AHL contract. Has the potential to be a point per game player. Brown started out at UMass,
yes.
Lowell, yep. For 2 years and transferred to BU. During his time at UMass, he totaled 14 goals with 23 assists in the span of 52 games. When he transferred to Boston University, he played 63 games over 2 seasons. He totaled 23 goals and 41 assists.
Point per game.
Matt says he's a cool kid. She got to know him a little bit over the weekend, tournament weekend. So I'm going to pick him.
Oh, he's definitely my pick.
Yeah. Okay.
I, you know, his goal on Friday, just a wrist shot from the hash mark was just great shot.
Yep.
And then on Saturday from in the corner, set Wisdom up with a perfect shot from the slot, just about 4 or 5 feet above the hash marks in the slot.
Yep.
Wisdom just buried it.
I'm so disengaged from Wisdom because I was ready for him to come up and he just didn't.
We were all excited for him.
He got put down to Reading at one point last year.
Yeah. He was in the E.
Not a good look. Listen, Sam says this all the time. Don't think if you're playing for the Flyers, don't think you being put down to the AHL as a demotion. But I do feel like being put down in the ECHL is a little bit more in the reins of being a demotion.
Yeah.
And Mason Millman, he's been down to Reading.
He's floated back and forth.
Meyer, he was at Reading. He was their goalie.
Yep.
Yeah. Nothing bad there. Just, you know, that's a long climb up.
Well, you basically look at it this way. You go from the ECHL, AHL, and if you do end up getting into the NHL, basically from going from Reading to the NHL is probably what, 4 years?
If ever.
I'm talking like if you're a good enough player that you're gonna make it to the NHL, you're gonna make it to the Flyers, it's probably a 4-year span.
So I feel like, and if Sam's out there, correct me if I'm wrong, Sam. Most of the time when you're on Reading, you're on Reading. You don't come up, but
yeah, you're basically there unless, you know, you get traded.
Someone gets hurt.
Yeah.
Lehigh. But hey, you're doing more to me. But I'm just saying, I mean, it's just, it usually doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, my junior career lasted 9 games, so I got nothing.
I was nowhere near any of that.
Yeah, my junior career lasted 9 games. I had 1 point.
It's a good look.
It was more for my hitting and fighting.
Oh, there you go. Someone's got to do it.
I did.
So so we call Matt Brown as the beaut of the week. Let's get into dust up. Let's get this rant over with, eh? Ready? Little Evergreen Terrace there, just saying. Gotta bring back the old days, bro. Yeah. Dust Up is brought to you by Warlord Beard Oil. I'm gonna tell you right now, before I even do the ad read, this is taking the network by storm, and by that I say me and Corey. Chris is actually using this shit too. My wife has one of their car air fresheners in her car. I got one in my car. I got the soap upstairs. I got the beard oil. Excuse me.
I got the oil and the bomb.
He's got you don't have a soap. That's right. You get the
oil and the bomb.
The southern tobacco.
Because, you know, Wade says I smell like beef jerky and beer. Asshole.
Two of the best things on the face of the earth, though. So, I mean,
okay. So I got
you're using the promo code, though, aren't you?
but it makes it a little more weird. He was like, you just look like you smell like beef jerky and beer. Okay, it's sure. Like
Buffalo Bill's comment.
Let's throw Warlord in there with the smell that, you know, with the fragrance that I like the most. The fragrance that I like to smoke the best is Southern Tobacco. I smell like Southern Tobacco, beef jerky, and beer.
I'll tell you what, I've never smelled Southern Tobacco that smells like that before. But yeah, everyone in that, I mean, their stickers.
I love their stuff.
Look, if you look at the background right here where my hand is, be the beard. I mean, good, awesome, fucking awesome logos.
Sergeant Fury, I believe that's actually called.
You got another one over yonder. There she is.
Oh, remind me.
That's upstairs.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you got to check this stuff out. Come on, people. It is what it is. Make sure you go to www.warlordbeardoil. I always put the S on the end, and it's not. There's no S on the end. Use our promo code OCSN15 for 15% off your beard oils, your soaps, your shaving oil, your car air fresheners, your hats, so much more. And it's made in America, always will be. Bud is a veteran. Got to support that. So we support our armed forces here. So make sure you guys go do that. And I'm going to throw it right over to Corey for Tyson Forrester's looks. I'm just going to mute my mic.
You're gonna mute it? Okay. Basically, here's the way I looked at it. And as in the previous segment, I stated, you know, there were players who looked very disinterested in being in the game on Friday and Saturday. He's the biggest culprit of it. One of the things that got me the most was just really didn't seem like he wanted to be there. Like, I'm too good. I don't need to be in rookie camp. I don't need to do this. I don't need to do that. So, obviously, when the Flyers play the Rangers, there's always rough stuff.
Yep.
After the plays, you know, there's a little pushing. There's a little shoving. You know, the smaller guys get bumped by the, you know, the Jack and the Beanstalk looking assholes. So, when the pushing and shoving and all this and that was going on, right in front of the net. Where's Tyson Forrester? On the ice, but skating away from it, going back to the bench.
Right.
You're not there for your team. That was the thing that pissed me off one of the most.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Was it both nights?
Both days. Just so disinterested. Like, I'm too good. I don't want to be here. And I'm really hoping Tortorella saw that his attitude and everything and the mentality that he had being in a rookie game.
So there's a couple things. I'm going to play devil's advocate because Wade's not here. That's usually his job. there's two things. Do you think that one, it could be that, hey, it's the rookie game. I know that, or I've been told that I'm on the opening night roster with the Flyers, not taking the chance to get hurt. Or it's the rookie game. And that even if he is, even if he's not guaranteed a spot with the Flyers, do you think that maybe it's, I just don't want to risk it?
But the other guys are.
Right. That's what I was figuring you were gonna come back with it. Why the fuck is everybody else?
Why is everybody else putting 110%?
It's not captain material then. I mean,
oh hell no. The only letters he'd have on his jersey are his last name.
Right.
That's the only letters he'd ever had for me.
Yeah, it's. I'm not surprised by this by any means. I just got on the Forrester train over the off season. I did a little research on him. Last season, I was like, "Fuck this guy," you know. I don't, because they mic'd him up, and I didn't like it. You know, I just didn't like the attitude. But he's a young kid. I can remember how old I am. He's a young kid. You know, he's having fun. Yeah, I turned my leaf and was just like, you know what, I can't do that. Now me being, I'm friends with a couple fucking former enforcers. They are the Grinders are my favorite players. That's just how it is. So I can see where you're coming from. Where it's like, so if he pulls like a Austin Matthews, we're gonna have a fucking problem. Like, if he pulls I started the problem and then I skate away and let everybody else handle it, we're going to have a fucking huge issue. And right now, from what you're telling me, Sam said the same thing. So it's not just you. These are two very reliable sources, saw it happen and are saying it. Sam was down with those guys. They're like her kids. Like, she knows them. So for
we talked about it on Saturday. And it
for her to say something like that, that means that it was bad. So,
oh, it was so obvious.
Yeah, that's not okay.
The thing that you're talking about, oh, you know, I'm already on the Flyers roster for opening night and everything like that.
Yep.
What I saw, you are not a team player.
Yep.
You will not make the opening roster.
Right.
The other thing that
putting asses in the seats.
You want asses in the seats?
But
sign Simmer. But anyway,
well,
yeah. So yeah, the only Lynn's jersey she'll ever own.
What is it?
The thing.
Oh, there's my missing curfew jersey. That's what I was looking for.
On Saturday, they were down by one goal. Down one is 2-1.
Yeah.
Already on a power play. Forrester got hit along the penalty box wall in the zone. Flyers had possession of the puck. He got hit along the boards, got dumped, and on his way down, grabbed a guy with him and got called for a holding. You're supposed to be an NHL player. You're supposed to be a smarter player. That's not a smart way to do things. You're down by one goal already on a power play with under 3 minutes left. Come on.
I'm not going to say who just texted me, but also surprised by the ghosting of tonight.
Oh, who you texted earlier?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Exact words were wow. Not cool. So what you and Sam are telling me, though, like, honestly gives me the feeling that I can say that, like, hey, bud, like, I don't know if he should see opening night ice. But at the same time, I do kind of feel for him, only because it's the NHL. So, I mean, I get it. But at the same time, I don't know. I would say this. I would say let's not forget about this. And then say he gets opening night ice.
Minutes. Got a lot to show.
Not just that, if he starts shit in the season and lets somebody else take care of it, then I'm not a fan.
Oh, you mean like how Crosby used to be?
Well, I'm saying like how Austin Matthews is when he did the Konechny last year.
But that's how Crosby used to be too.
Right.
He had.
I can't hate that guy anymore.
He's not the
I absolutely love Chris Letang, first off.
Letang? I'm a fan.
Absolute fucking fan. He's the fucking man.
But if you remember though, like Crosby back in the day and everything like that.
Fucking long one. We're going off like an hour and 20 minutes.
Rant's still going.
Happens. Yep.
But Crosby, you know, like I said, back in the day and everything like that. Remember when he swatted was it Tiemannin or Giroux's glove away?
It's Giroux.
Giroux. Yeah. And then he like horse collared Hartnell.
Yeah.
And then you had
was grabbing Hartnell's hair and shit.
Yeah, yeah. You had like Max Talbot and everything like that. You had Aaron Asham and everything on the team. So he just skated away from
like
everybody.
My favorite years. This is like my favorite years.
They were good years.
Aaron Asham, dude, get the fuck out of here. That dude was an absolute fucking rifle. Like
that dude was
a fucking he was an absolute weapon. He was an absolute weapon.
Well, I was going back, you know, doing some homework for.
Yep.
And I was going back through some former names of Flyers that I actually almost forgot about, like Steve Downey. Chris Vandevelde.
Hold on.
Ben Eager. Number 5'5".
Who the fuck was it the other day? It came up. Koliakovo.
Koliakovo.
I was, you know who I was a huge, who was it? A lot of people give me shit for this. Matt Reed. I was a huge Matt Reed fan.
I liked Reedy.
I loved Reed. People give me shit about that.
Yeah, Matt Reed was a good one.
Not like Andrew McDonald. Anyway.
I mean, as long as you weren't like, sorry, I never saw it personally, but
I wasn't a fan.
Like Andre Mazzaros.
No, wasn't. No, wasn't.
No, no,
no. That is one. I know it's not Flyers, but what do you think of Marchand and Shen being named captains? I said I was going to talk about Shen. Shen is literally one of my favorite Flyers of all time. So pissed off that we traded him, and everybody says, we got Farabee for it. I don't give a fuck.
Can I steal your line?
Yeah. Marchand, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, who else is going to do it?
Just don't ask him to, you know,
take a face off. Don't take a
shootout.
Who's
got in the way?
Yeah. So we're gonna leave it at that. With that, so it was a good rant. It was going. It's clippable.
It was a small one.
Yeah.
Not as good as my Russian one.
I'm sure. No. I'm sure. I still got to clip that. We only got a couple left, so actually we only have one left. Let's get into a top shelf.
Top shelf. I feel like that little jingle for like St. Patrick's Day, we should definitely hear.
That's what I use.
A green beer here.
Yeah, that's what we use. I usually use. I have it saved in StreamYard for that exact reason.
Well, we can have.
I love it. It's the beginning of Green Street. Not Green Street Hooligans.
Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints. Yeah.
Supposedly they're doing a third one.
Get the fuck out of here! I'm done with this. I fucking hated the second one.
Well, supposedly they're doing a third Boondock Saints, the 17th Lethal Weapon one. Okay. Yeah.
We're doing another Lethal Weapon movie.
They've already been filming.
What is Gibson in it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I fucking think love Lethal Weapon.
Is that
dude.
Like what, six?
Five.
Five.
Yeah. Wait. Four?
I think it's five.
Is it five?
I think it's five.
I know the latest one had Chris Rock in it.
Sergeant Butters.
Yeah.
Yeah. He kept calling
him right through an attorney. If you call an attorney, I'll fucking kill you.
Find you the dumbest son of a bitch. Yeah. I kept calling him Bitters or Biscuits or something.
Yeah, he did Biscuits. Yeah, he kept calling him. I love Riggs. Riggs is, he's like one of my favorite characters of all time. The fucking 80s, dude. Fucking 80s. I love the 80s. Anyway, Top Shelf is brought to you by Hangman. Go to www.hangmanbrewing.com. Check us out. This whole segment is going to be about us on the 14th for the Flyers versus Senators game. It's a 1 o'clock game. Make sure you guys come check that out. There is an event on Facebook. Go check it out. Go find it. Definitely, Mark, if you're going, we're definitely having a giant beer pong tournament. We were going to do Bago, but I think it's just more fun. We have the room for it. Brad said we could drink out on a little balcony out there.
Oh, the one out right in the parking lot right there?
Right there on that little cut there. It's got the chairs and shit. We can put our fucking drinks right there. I'm outside all day.
If the weather...
Don't care.
Me being
a giant beer pong doesn't even matter.
Yeah, but if I'm a fat guy, I hate heat.
Heat? It's October.
Yeah, if it's over 70 degrees, that's a little toasty.
The fuck? It's October 14th. What are you talking about? It's like halfway to Halloween.
Dude, till the temperature starts with a 3, I don't even think of long sleeves.
I'm not long sleeve. I did put a hoodie on today just because I just wanted to put a hoodie on.
I left 4:30 this morning.
Wow, so you were feeling it.
Oh, it was a lovely 53 degrees out. I drove all the way up to Quakertown with the window down at 80 miles an hour.
By the time I got... by the time I got out to the car, because I had to get gas this morning, it was 57. I was loving it. We have our windows open now. You notice that hasn't kicked on?
I'm not that observant.
Well, I'm just saying. It's usually in my fucking ear.
Anyway, I'm not that observant, buddy.
Anyway, make sure you guys all check that out, and let us know if you're coming. It's going to be a good time. If you don't like Brad's beer, you're not a fucking human being. And with that being said, we're definitely gonna get into some final thought here. So
this shit moving. Roll out there, turn it down a little bit.
It was a good episode. Didn't work out with Farbomb. Not gonna blame him. The dude's busy as shit all the time. So it's what it is. He's got a big. Don't even tell me if this is him. Only be made. It is him.
It's him.
It is him. I literally have the email. Fuck, I didn't have it in my calendar. Oh, sorry, dude. Let's reschedule for next Wednesday. I'm in Chicago on Sunday. It won't be by my microphone.
Yo, you know what?
That's cool.
Yo.
Cool.
I don't know if he's actually going to even watch this. Dan, good for you for at least responding back.
Thanks, dude.
We appreciate it,
bro. Really do. Really do appreciate that, buddy.
There's other guys that would have just ghosted and said, you know, faggot, whatever.
Josh Gratton, yeah. Scumbag. I love Gratz, dude. I wanted him on
the show. But that's a scumbag move.
Real scumbag move. With that being said, that makes things a lot, that makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah, I know you were stressed out, you know, but hey, and thanks, buddy. We appreciate it.
Ended up being a good show, though.
Yeah.
A little longer than we usually do, but who gives a fuck? With that being said, final foot.
Wednesday night, nobody cares.
Nobody does care. I guess next Wednesday we're doing Car Bomb again.
I bet that's 2 hours.
Easily. I love that part. That's fucking sick.
I bet that's 2 hours.
Yeah. Next Wednesday, what?
I guess I'm leaving at like 9 a.m. for... Because next Wednesday night I was supposed to leave for the wedding in Tennessee.
I can handle it. We don't have a fill-in, right?
I'll be here.
All right, we'll be here. With that being said, we got Car Bomb next Wednesday. So we'll schedule that. Good to hear that. But with that break, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/FlyersAlley. And we have a group, Flyers Alley, on Facebook as well. On Twitter at FlyersAlleyPod1 and Instagram at FlyersAlley. Make sure you guys subscribe to the YouTube page. At Old City Sports Network. And for all those people that are going to be listening on the podcast and you can't see the thing scrolling at the bottom, the OCSN landline 302-367-7276. The fifth caller that finally calls will get $30 worth of Warlord Beard Oil merch on Flyers Alley. With that being said, that was episode 2 of season 6 of Flyers Alley.